Colorado Republicans have come out against a bill that would provide mental health screening for students age 12 and older in public schools. HB 23-1003 would create a universal program administered by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. I'm always trying to get in front of the crisis, and we know that by giving kids access to universal screening, we're going to find them before they're in crisis, and get them the help they need before they reach that crisis level, said Representative Daphna Michelson-Jeanette, D., Adams County, the bill's primary sponsor. I think this is a really critical program. The bill's wording was changed to clarify that students who are homeschooled would be exempt from the proposed program. The change was made after the Colorado Christian Home Educators testified against the bill. While they were the only organized group who testified, Colorado Republicans have also openly opposed the bill. This proposed legislation would serve to further erode a parent's authority over their own child's welfare, a seemingly apparent goal of the Democratic-controlled legislature, said George Tristan, chair of the Boulder County Republicans. Absent abuse or neglect, there should never be any authority granted to the government to come between a parent and child. Michelson-Jeanette said the bill is not about circumventing parents, it's about giving youth agency. She also said some who oppose the bill don't seem to understand it. They believe that this bill is giving kids 12 and older consent to have therapy. They already have that. That's already the law, she said. What's new about this bill is putting the screenings in school, and it's new because it's making it available to schools that don't already have this opportunity. Tristan said one of his biggest issues with the bill is that parents wouldn't have access to any reports about the screenings. These reports would initiate a process that could lead to psychiatric counseling, drug prescriptions, and even medical procedures, Tristan said. Parents be warned, regardless of what political affiliation you hold, your authority and care for the well-being of your children will be in serious jeopardy should this bill become law. Michelson-Jeanette said she understands parents' desire to guide every step their children take, but that in some cases, that's not possible. We know that at age 12, they start separating from their parents, and that children start having an identity of their own, she said. Sometimes there are things they don't want to talk to their parents about, and that does not mean their parents are bad parents. If your kid goes to sign up for therapy without telling you, I would much rather that happen than they go and self-medicate on the street because they're suppressed or anxious or angry and their friend suggests, this can help you. Tristan claims the proposed legislation violates Colorado law. This law defines a minor as a person who has not attained the age of 21, and further states that parents are liable for their child's actions until they reach the age of majority. This includes decisions about his or her body and mental health. Michelson-Jeanette said the bill only leverages the current state policy, which allows youth ages 12 and older to access therapy on their own. This bill is working within that law to mirror the age when they can consent to therapeutic intervention, she said. A new report by the Colorado Health Institute states that Colorado's kids are in distress, and suggests schools are uniquely positioned to address the mental health needs of students by meeting youth where they already spend most of their day. Colorado Republicans, however, believe schools shouldn't interfere with what should be a parent's decision. The bill will be heard by the Senate Health and Human Services Committee on Thursday.